Hi, this is Lilia from the Help Yourself podcast, and today I have the beautiful Fran Waddle with me. Hi Fran, thank you so much for coming on.
Hi Lilia, thanks for having me.
Not at all. Now today we are going to talk about synchronicities, because there's a fascinating story. Even how we met was really so interesting, and how we became friends. It's actually funny to imagine that way back then, it was a chance meeting you had in the park that led to us being here today and all the things that you've created for the Goddess Gathering and for Heal Scotland. So let's just start with that, and then we'll move the story along and talk about the synchronicities that happened that led to your career path, I suppose. So you met my friend Sasha in the park, and she told you that Sandra Barrett was coming from the States. You came along to the workshop, and we met, and then you came on the immersion retreat, and our friendships just developed from there. So can
Lilia, you've really championed my work, and you've always seen something inside of me that, you know, maybe I didn't see before. And I remember on your retreat, and you said, "Come on, Fran, let's get you doing a workshop." And I was like, "Oh God." But it was such a buzz doing it, and I loved it, and so thank you for that.
That's so nice of you to say, because I think that's actually really common, that other people can see our little diamond inside, and sometimes it takes a little bit. It's actually hard for me to imagine actually how much fear you had around doing that workshop that everybody loved, up the back of Wardia. And again, really, you know, I knew inside me that art was a really powerful form of healing, and I think we can go on to discuss that a little bit more. But let's talk about you came out of art school, because I think this is such a cool story as well. So how did you end up illustrating?
So it was early 2000s, and that's just when blogs were kicking off. My husband, he suggested that I put some of my illustrations up on a blog, and so I did, and I really thought nothing more of it. I just thought, I'm going to put up my illustrations, my fashion illustrations, and with the idea of contacting a few local magazines, and then they could see my work. And then out of the blue, I got an email from Bloomingdale's in New York asking if I would design 4 face charts for them, for their makeup range. And honest to God, I was just gobsmacked. It was like the biggest pot of gold ever, you know. So yeah, that was just amazing. That was just an incredible start to my career, which has spanned over a decade.
And it just shows how you just never know the minute when you put something online who can be attracted. And, you know, when I first met you, it wasn't through Fran the artist, it was just through Fran the female. And then it was only when I started looking at your Instagram account, I was like, oh wow, that is Goddess Gathering material right there. And I asked you to design our first Goddess Gathering sweatshirt. And then obviously you and I have discussed the huge potential for your work to bring it to life in terms of products, but ticking all the boxes that you and I are really passionate about, like that it's ethical, it's helping, there's a message there, it's therapeutic, all of these things. And so please, this year, I need to tell everyone, at the Goddess Gathering, you weren't there this year, but our 4 boxes arrived with, who was it even that brought the boxes for me?
It was Claire from Hypnotized.
That's right, Claire bought them, and there was these beautiful gift boxes, and one was called the Lilia, and I opened it up, and there's a scarf, which you had designed, and we talked about it, but you kept it a little bit of a secret from me. And I was actually moved to tears with the beauty of it, and the thought and the emotion, and it was just, it's possibly one of the, not possibly, the most beautiful gifts I have ever had. So I remember I was like, I have to call you and tell her, oh my God.
I remember.
Yeah. So can you talk us through the scarves and the story around them, which is just absolutely brilliant, and how you got the inspiration for them, please?
Well, you came to me and said, I'd love for you to design something for this year's Goddess Gathering, and I want it to involve your artwork. And you were talking more sort of live painting, but I knew I couldn't be there this year. So a dream of mine has always been actually to combine the fashion illustration side with my art. Uh-huh. And I said, well, do you know, actually, I've always wanted to put one of my designs on a silk scarf. How about we do that? Because, you know, there's no sizing issue.
It's
easy. Yeah, it's, you know, it's an accessory. So so that was great. That was me being given an opportunity to realise one of my dreams. With that deeper meaning, with the goddess, so we wanted to imbue some goddess energy into the scarves. So I just really set about creating and drawing. And sort of through the process, when I was with them, the goddesses started to speak to me. So we've got the four goddesses, the core range of the core range of goddesses. But I wanted to imbue the scarf with a powerful message. So, you know, that we can. That it's like a sort of reminder or a prayer to ourselves, or that reinforcement, or that by wearing the scarf, you know, we choose an aspect of ourselves, shall we say? And there's maybe one message in one of the scarves that speaks to you more, that you're maybe more drawn into. And obviously the Lilia, named after your good self. You know, that's all about just let it go. Just try, you know, life's not always gonna be perfect and up and down, but let's not hang on to stuff that's not serving us. And let's try and let these things move through us. So, you know, it's like watching the seasons of the year, and when the leaves start to fall, you know, they just drop their leaves, and there's no struggle and there's no fight.
Yes, it's all part of the renewal cycle, isn't it?
Yeah, we just need to remember that. So, yes, I really enjoyed that sense of adding that other layer of depth into the scarves, and then the process of actually manufacturing the scarves was super. I really enjoyed it. I went back up to the art school where they've got a digital textile printing centre. So it's just very local, and they can do small print runs. So I just did an initial print run of four, just to see how they went. And then I had to get them made up, obviously. I needed to get them hand finished and hand rolled. So I put a message out on Facebook, and a friend came back to me and said that she was working with refugees from the Lebanon, and one of the women that she worked with had, when she lived back in Syria, she worked with haute couture designers embellishing stunning, absolutely stunning evening gowns and wedding dresses. Her work is just absolutely exquisite, and there was just no question in my mind that that's who it had to be.
Oh, wow.
You know, and it was just, she's so creative, and I just love the thought of like helping another woman out.
Absolutely, absolutely. Wow.
So, yeah.
I think as well there's something there in that we assume maybe that refugees are unskilled, or I don't know, would you think, is that a common assumption that people are fleeing from poor countries where they're maybe not as educated? I think that's probably a perception that I had.
I don't know, it's just, I just feel like, imagine you had, well, it would be horrible to imagine, but just for a second, imagine everything was taken away from you, mm-hmm. and yet you come and you have all these skills to offer, and you come to a country and they just don't let you. It's just so hard to be able to share your skills, or, you know, do what you did back. Why are there so many barriers?
So frustrating.
So frustrating.
Anyway, you and her connected, which is amazing. So can you explain to us how the process of making each individual scarf works?
Okay, so I go away and I design the scarf. I'm using my iPad to do this, which is a wonderful tool. I'm scanning in drawings, I'm painting, and then I'm scanning it all in and then putting it into the iPad, and then I'm drawing on top, I'm laying down colours, I can write, I can change things. Wow. And then I said, it's just a super tool. I love it. It's, it sort of combines all my years of art school and painting and using all the techniques that I've ever tried, is all the tip of my fingers. So that makes designing very easy and very quick, very quick process. And then I email the file to the art school, and they will take about a week to turn it around, depending on how many jobs they have. Mm-hmm. And then they will finish it off, and then I will get. So I don't know if you can see behind me.
Yes. Uh huh.
This is the prototype.
Uh huh.
So this is the four uncut scarves.
Wow. Yeah, they're so beautiful. I love them.
It's just, and I couldn't bear to cut them up. So I just kept them. I think I might make a big super maxi one.
Yes, that'd be fab.
For goddess power.
Yes.
So anyway, so I would, so for each individual scarf, I would cut each one out, and then I send that off, and she will sew it up. And when I spoke, she doesn't have good English, so we text each other, and I think she's got a translation app, and I speak to her husband, he's got better English, and he told me at Christmas time it took her 3 hours per scarf.
Wow.
And she was getting up at 6 a.m. to do them. And I was just like, oh God. You know, and then she sent me them back, and like, you can't hardly even see the stitching. It's just, oh, it's just stunning. So I would love if this could become a business that I could regularly give her work.
Absolutely.
It would absolutely. Just, yeah.
So what a process. It's phenomenal from your, and it's, again, it's about sharing. And I think with this world where we want everything so cheap and so fast, we've lost the journey, the process, and the specialness of your energy, the art school, and then this, what's her name? The Lebanese woman.
I've just totally had a blank.
It doesn't matter. We'll remember, and we'll put it in there. Because I think it's really powerful to know that anybody who buys one of the scarves will be helping Heal Scotland, because 50% of the profits from the scarves are going there. And we're helping you and helping this wonderful seamstress who is living in our shores right now. So I think that's a really, and the art school, obviously, I think it's ticking so many boxes as socially conscious and aware business.
So absolutely.
Yeah, it's and I think, you know what, a lot of the podcasts I've been doing are with women who are creating their own products, whether it's skincare or whether it's herbs or whatever. And you know, the message we want to get out is that you're choosing to support whoever, whatever, every time you put your contact list down, or, you know, so I think giving that one of our huge messages is community and altruism, it's keeping it local. It's Amazon is super handy, and I absolutely put my hands up and say it was a godsend for me living in out in the sticks. But I think in general, for gifts and things that are really special, this kind of thing is just, it's priceless. I mean, that she sits for 3 hours to do it itself just makes a joke of the price, really, doesn't it? So thank you so much for creating it. Can you just talk us through the four scars and the parts of the poem that you've chosen for each one?
Yes, that was really lovely. It just came to me. I wanted to imbue a message onto the scarf for the wearer. So I've chosen poems, a couple from Mary Oliver. Mm-hmm. And this, I'll start with the Gaia. And it's so beautiful. It's so simple, the message. It's,
can you only tilt it up so we can see it better? We can only see the bottom part at the moment.
Oh.
Can you maybe hold your phone up or
so we can see? Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah. Uh-huh. There?
Up a bit. Yes, there she is. Yes.
There she is.
Uh-huh.
This one talks about letting the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Ah. And I think that's just a beautiful invitation to get grounded.
Yes.
And into your body, and just trust that you know what feels good.
Of course. It's so simple, but yet we're not doing it really, are we?
Well, no, we don't. I mean, it's trust the animal of your body. It's your animal instinct.
Yes.
Not your brain, not your I should be, I could be. It's just being, you know?
Absolutely.
Just being. Okay, so down here, this one's, can you see that one?
Yes.
So she is Claire. Uh-huh. How often do we trust ourselves? How often do we trust our intuition?
Yeah.
Probably not enough.
How often do we override our intuition?
Yes. So, that trust yourself. Trust, you know, you're the expert on you, not anyone else. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's good. She's inviting you to think about these, you know, think about just, yeah, trusting yourself a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. This one I love because as women, we are very in sync with the moon.
Yes.
even though maybe we don't always realize it, mm-hmm. but it's okay to be different every day. It's okay not to be... Just because you're fine, you know, just because you say one, you know, we're not linear. Mm-hmm. So this is like the moon, we wax and we wane.
Yes. And that's okay. Says,
and that's okay. And again, that message is that's okay. And it says, be sure to remind yourself that it is okay to be different from yesterday or not quite ready for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Great message. And then last but not least, we have Lilia with her leaves, letting go of her leaves. Uh-huh. And she's looking, and you know what? By letting go of what doesn't serve you, lets you look forward to what is going to serve you and what can you focus on and bring into your life.
And can you read what you've written there too, please?
Yes. This one's Mary Oliver. Uh-huh. To return to the wild is to go home, to the only home you've ever really known, in your deepest soul self, There are treasures for you there. They've been waiting.
Ah, lovely. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, they're just beautiful. And, you know, I think you call it wearable art because obviously you can pin that in the wall because it's just a beautiful piece of art. You can wear it around you. You can, there's lots of different things. Because we know the power of words, the written words and intention. We also know the vibration of colours and also the significance of the message. So everyone will be drawn to a different message, possibly at different times. I want them all, obviously. That a Gemini, I think, probably would. depending on what the moon's doing, when you're waxing and waning, you'll have a different draw. So I think it's just a beautiful gift to yourself, obviously, or for someone else. So thank you so much for creating these really quite magnificent and totally unique artisan gifts. Now, let's just talk about art as part of a healing process. And again, we're not, you know, the big message from Heal Scotland is not just about people who have a diagnosis. It's about prevention. It's about happiness. It's about life and vitality and how art can play a part in that. I mean, I know that, you know, I think anybody who has a creative side always struggles with the creative side versus making enough money to pay ludicrous overheads in this country. But if we take that aside just for the moment and you just have all the time that you want, I mean, what is it that you think that is so powerful about losing yourself in this creative process? What do you personally get from it?
I think you just said it there. I think losing yourself. And it's so hard to pinpoint exactly what it is, but I know that I find deep peace, and it's just a lovely way to tune in. It's a meditation for me. It's a process that in creating the space to create art is truly just to lose yourself within the colour and to let go and tap more into your deeper inner self and see what maybe wants to come out and wants to be expressed. And you can't always put that into words.
The subconscious.
It's tapping into your subconscious.
And that's where our problems and our potential lies, isn't it? And art can allow you to access that expression that wants to come through. Yeah, so, and I suppose if you look again, you know how in the West we like, what's the science behind it? I'm not doing it until science has proven that it really is good for me. But during that process, then there'll be a change of brain frequency, there'll be a coherence and alignment. And the other thing I think that's really important is a distraction from what the body is doing.
Yes.
Because we're very body obsessed, and the body has got such an innate intelligence. And if we are interfering with that intelligence because we think we know better... Anything that can distract you and take you out there is clearly going to, at the very least, stop you from damaging yourselves and then allow the body to do what it wants to do. Apart from the messages that you mentioned there, that the goddess started to speak to you. Mm. And, you know, I think for me, I'm only starting to really trust my intuition now. I know if somebody pops into my head, I just contact them. If an idea comes in, I follow it through. I'm not there completely by any manner of means, but I definitely am starting to understand that I'm asking questions and looking for advice and guidance, and it's coming in because I'm now listening and I'm trusting in a completely different way. So when you were saying the goddess, he started to speak to you, there's an element of that. Would you say, can you maybe expand on that a little bit, how that felt or what, you know, how it comes to you?
I think also I want to say that they're all aspects of ourselves.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. And like you said about the moon there, you know, and all the different aspects of us that some of it we don't like. You know, we've got the darker side and the lighter side, and we like to, particularly with all the new age selfie stuff, it's like, let's focus on the light side. But in actual fact, probably would be better served looking at the dark side and getting, you know, putting a bit more light there. So that allows you to see, I suppose, maybe the moodiness, the ebbs and the flows that everyone, not just women, but we're maybe more famous for it due to our very obvious hormonal cycles.
It's just a beautiful invitation to just to allow yourself to really embody that feeling of what it, and not just push it down and not deny it. Celebrate it if you are feeling moody or you're, you know, having a bad day. Absolutely. Then just get that Cali.
Yes.
Get that Cali, feel into that, and you know, put some music on and blast it out, move your body.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a way to just that expression of self, and just to really tap into that feminine Shakti
energy.
That energy, yeah, that Kundalini energy that's within us all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you again so much for that. One other thing that we haven't covered is the app that you use to create, because I think it's a lovely thing for kids even, maybe teenagers, to be able to get that kind of, considering they're attached to their iPads anyway, to actually be doing something that's going to help the sales. So what is it called, the app that you use?
The app I use is an app called Procreate. And it's a one-time purchase of $9.99, best $9.99 I've ever spent. Uh-huh. And it's just so intuitive. You obviously need a pen. Well, you don't need a pen. You don't. You use your finger. And it's got all the brush sets. So if anyone's used to using Photoshop or a program like that, you've got all the different colors as well. You've got a color wheel, and you've just got, it's sort of a limitless sketch pad.
Absolutely fantastic. I mean, what for a tenner? Wow.
Great. Oh, it's just,
and also
the
other nice thing is you can sort of practice in private. I know I was always very shy about art, always looked at what other people were doing and figured they were doing it better than me, because but this is really not about competition, is it? It's very, very much about expression.
Uh-huh. And I really feel that that's where I want to be going. I'm really being called now to gather with women in circle and co-create artwork together, because when and you know this with the Goddess Gathering, and even when we were together in Malta, we all just kind of got down, and there was no, you know, it was that mutual support of, you know, oh, that's, you know, that's beautiful, or I can't do this, yes you can,
exactly.
Crossing those,
because everything's so competitive in our Western allegedly developed culture, it can stop us from doing something. The very idea that we believe we're not good enough can stop us from having all these amazing experiences.
I know.
So listen, we will put, I know you've got some retreats and things coming up, so we'll put all the links underneath. If anybody wants to buy a scarf, they can contact you directly, and it's around about a 3 to 4 week lead-in, isn't it? So you need to order it in advance if you want it for a birthday or whatever. Is there anything else that you'd like to say? Procreate's the name of the app.
Yes, I'll put all my details. Just contact me directly. I'll have them up in my shop for sale.
Fantastic.
I'll do some pre-sale orders for Mother's Day.
Ah, nice. Yes.
That's coming up.
And they're on our website, our Heal Scotland website as well, so that people can have a look and be reminded, see the nice, because often you're attracted to the colours, aren't you? Well, I am very visual, so the colours, maybe the message, or maybe it just reminds you of someone when you look at it and you feel that's for them. So yeah, so there's all these ways they can, but the big message is that you need to order in advance and need to contact you.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lilia.
Wonderful to see you. And again, I look forward to all the amazing things we're going to create in the future.
Co-creation, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And now I'm actually going to check that we recorded this properly. Yes, we did. It's all fantastic. Thanks so much, Fran. And I'll chat to you soon.
Okay, ciao, ciao. Lilia. Ciao.